From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Tuesday that he turned down a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington later this month because he wants to avoid interfering with the ongoing presidential primary elections. The White House said Monday that Israel had proposed the meeting for either March 17th or 18th, and the Obama administration agreeing to meet on one of those days. We were looking forward to hosting the bilateral meeting. That's according to the National Security Council spokesman, Ned Price. He went on to say that they were surprised to learn via media reports that the prime minister, rather than accept our invitation, opted to cancel the visit. The development comes as Vice President Joe Biden is due to arrive late Tuesday in Israel during his multi-nation visit to the Middle East. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country. The move was to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Iran defended two previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. China's trade activity declined more than expected last month due to weak demand in the global economy and reduced business activity during the Lunar New Year holidays. The Customs Bureau announced on Tuesday that its exports plunged 25.4% from the same period a year ago to $126.1 billion. Imports fell 13.8%. This is VOA News. Bangladesh's highest court has rejected an appeal by a senior Islamist leader upholding his death sentence for war crimes committed during the country's 1970 war for independence with Pakistan. The Chief Justice S.K. Sinha announced a decision Tuesday against Mir Qasim Ali. The 63-year-old leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party was convicted in 2014 on 8 charges that included the abduction of a young man and his killing in a torture cell. South Korea has imposed a new set of unilateral sanctions against North Korea in response to the regime's latest nuclear and ballistic missile test. Under the sanctions that were announced Tuesday, Seoul blacklisted 40 North Koreans and 30 organizations that were involved in the North's nuclear development program. They barred them from engaging in financial dealings in South Korea. The sanctions also banned the entrance of any ship that was docked at a North Korean port during the previous 180 days. Pakistan has urged Taliban's from Afghanistan not to require conditions for direct peace talks with the Afghan government. Sartaj Aziz is the Pakistani prime minister's advisor on foreign affairs, and he spoke Tuesday at a news conference in Islamabad. He said that the basic message to the Taliban would be that many of the preconditions that they were putting forward can come as a result of negotiation and not in advance. 2 years to the day after the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 went missing, an interim statement issued about the aviation mystery contains no new significant information. To date, the statement says the MH370 wreckage has still not been found, despite continuing searches in the South Indian Ocean. That statement was read by the chief of the International Investigation Team on Malaysian television. The multinational effort extended to 2,000 kilometers off Australia's west coast and has found no trace of any jet or of any of the 239 people on board. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova has failed a drug test at the Australian Open in January due to a substance that she says she's been taking for 10 years for health reasons. Sharapova told a news conference in Los Angeles Monday that the drug was only added to the list of banned substances by the World Anti-Doping Agency at the start of this year. She said she did not look at an email with the updated ban list before taking her medication. Because of that violation, the Grand Slam champion is facing provisional suspension from the International Tennis Federation. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.